Well, welcome back, everybody, for the second hour of Fans in the Pro. At 5:20, we're going to talk to Roman Harper, part of that Saints Super Bowl team, now part of the SEC Network analyst. And we'll talk some more LSU and SEC in that time frame. So I wanted to get a few things out of the way because we did not talk about Tulane plays tomorrow against Rice. For the record, I am well aware that I had this wrong, that they were open last week and that they play Rice tomorrow, my bad. Three of their last five are on the road, so it's Rice at North Texas, at Charlotte, Temple, at Navy, Memphis. But their last three games, offensively, 41, 45, and 71 points. So they're putting it together after that Oklahoma loss.
Yeah, and I think they get another one of their weapons back, a receiver that they get to add to that weapons of points that they've been able to put up. And so transfer receiver, and my mind is going blank. Oh, Preston.
Chaz Preston?
Yeah, Preston. They get him back. And so
I don't want to take five people go, well, no, Mike got that. Mike did not get that.
Yeah, no, I do know that they get him back. I think he's been dealing with some hamstring issues. So the Green Wave get to put on a show. And then you've got, like you talked about, LSU and Arkansas. And then SU has their homecoming. I don't know who Southern playing, but the Southern Jaguars got their homecoming tomorrow.
Why?
And it's going to be a ton of people in Baton Rouge.
Oh, it's homecoming in LSU. Well, LSU's on the road, though. So
LSU is on the road, but Right. Trust me, a ton of people going to Baton Rouge tomorrow for SU's homecoming.
Well, now I got to find out.
You're going to look it up and tell me.
Out.
Yeah, you got to tell me because I don't know who they're playing, but I do know their homecoming is tomorrow. Because we're getting close to the time. I mean, this is, mid-October?
Yeah.
We're getting close to Bayou Classic time. I mean, it's still a month plus away. But you talked about the weather changing and the city being a buzz. And the other thing that we hadn't talked about, the Pelicans. The Pelicans.
Alcorn State.
They play Alcorn.
Yep.
They play Alcorn.
6 o'clock
okay.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, so, all right. Well, the Mighty Braves, they put you as the homecoming. That's always a slap in the face for any team.
Yeah.
That's another subject, though.
I know where you're going.
Yeah, that's another subject, though. A little other action up in Baton Rouge where you were the homecoming opponent. But the Pelicans.
Yeah.
Tip off Wednesday.
Yep.
Against Chicago.
Yep, 23rd.
We're excited about that. I think that they moved in, maybe not fully, into their practice facility. There's still some work that has to be done there. But the other part that we don't know, we will finally get to see. And look, no starting lineup is written in stone. We will get to see a starting lineup come Wednesday night for the Pelicans.
How about that stretch? Wednesday night at the Smoothie King Center, the Pelicans open their NBA season, mm-hmm. And then we'll give you Thursday to just regroup. And then you go Taylor Swift for three straight nights. That is like three Super Bowls.
Well, for the staff of the Superdome,
yes,
and the Smoothie King Center,
yes,
my thoughts and prayers are with you. Because you will not be getting a lot of sleep starting really Wednesday. And for about, 5 days?
Yep.
I mean, because I know there's a show that Sunday night.
Right.
But, I mean, it's
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's like three Super Bowls because you bring them in and you bring them out. You might have some overlap of people, but you don't have a lot of overlap of people because those tickets are, are up there. And so we will miss it. I'll be a part of the week build-up. We talked about it today as part of the City Hall press conference, just kind of getting ready before that. So, yeah, man, the Pelicans on the 23rd, that's a tough kind of a stretch because if you look at the schedule and you just get the colored schedule like I do, red is good because that's home. And so they open at Chicago and then they go right to the West Coast for four games, two at Portland, two at Golden State. So
I got a question. On both of those, is it a back-to-back?
Yeah.
You stay in the same city? Do you stay in the same city when you play Portland?
Yeah. Yeah. They're back to backs, not back to back nights. The back to back nights for Golden State, the 25th and the 27th, but you do stay in Portland. It's at Portland, at Golden State.
But only one.
The only Golden, one of them is a back-to-back.
Only one is back-to-back.
True back-to-back.
Yeah, you have a day in between on the other one.
Yeah, on Portland.
So on that road trip, you want to be able to go, can you go 3-1? Can you go 3-1? That'll be the question. At worst, 500. You want to split and you go just 2-2.
I wouldn't say it's relatively new, but it's kind of new. I actually kind of like it. I like it.
If I'm going to be stuck out here, let me play two games.
Right.
If I'm going to be stuck out here, I mean, it's not that Portland's a beautiful city and Golden State, San Francisco, I know they don't play in San Francisco anymore, but that's a beautiful, beautiful city, beautiful area. But if I got to come over here 4 hours, I know from New Orleans, they go to Portland first. Do they play at Portland first?
Yes, at Portland.
That is
six.
I don't think it's six because you're flying private. It's every bit of five.
Yeah,
it's every bit. I think it's like five and a half. So I'd rather get that out the way. And they probably have another Portland trip. So if we're going to be out there, let's at least play two games.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. It kind of makes sense. I do kind of like it. So take a break. Looking forward to talking to our next guest. Roman Harper will be on the backside, part of that Saints 2009 Super Bowl team. Also the SEC Network analyst. And, wow, what a huge weekend for college football. We'll talk about that as well. Fans in the Pro, Rose on. Deuce McAllister, Mike Koss right here on WWLAMFM.com and always free of the Odyssey app. Welcome back, Fans in the Pro. Mike Koss, Deuce McAllister, and he joins us almost every football season, and we always look forward to it. Roman Harper, part of the Saints championship team, was in, of course, Caesars Superdome last night for the game. And how you doing, Roman?
I'm doing good, man. How are you guys, man? What's up with you guys?
We're good. I'll do my usual. I'll get a couple of things, out of the way. I'll let you induce, do your code, and talk. But man, that was tough last night. There were a lot of good things. Drew, of course, and just having you guys back together is, to me, the coolest thing ever. But you can't look at that defense and that tackling and 225 yards plus in back-to-back weeks and have a real warm, fuzzy feeling.
No, the game was terrible. I mean, I just started drinking. I didn't even pay attention to it. I was not going to let them bring down
Deuce and I do not have that option.
Yeah, you guys are really working. I was just like, dude, I'm not going to let that slow me down. It was too good, too many warm feelings. From the Hall of Fame luncheon to, Sean popping in there and talking his trash. Like, it was awesome. And I had my family there, so I wanted to make sure I was in the right mindset. But look, man, they got to find a way to win a game. They got to stop the bleeding. And the thing about it is that I know you're injured, but in the NFL, nobody cares. And so at some point, you got to have that type of attitude. Somebody has to step up and make a play for this team. Somebody has to step up and say, hey, we're not going to allow this to continue to go. We got to go win a game. And so I don't know how they do that. I don't know which quarterback it's going to be under or who's going to be making that play on defense. But somebody has to do it because right now this team doesn't seem like they have a lot of confidence. They don't seem like they have a lot of hope. And with that comes a lot of losing. And so I see it all the time on Saturdays when I'm watching all this college football where good teams find ways to win games and bad teams find ways to lose them. And so which one are you deciding to be? You guys make up your mind about that and go from there. But right now the Saints aren't looking good. And I think the worst thing about it, honestly, is that it's because the way they started the first two games that got everybody's mind and expectations a certain way, and then the letdown. Like, if it was just kind of scattered out, I don't know if the same feeling would be the same. But you start out so good, and now it's been this since those first two games.
Hart.
What up?
If the standard is the standard, how do you get back to the standard?
Dude, I think
don't give me a sigh. I mean, because I am so frustrated with what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
And you can talk about injuries or you can talk about nobody cares. The standard is the standard. And you weren't a part of it earlier where we talked about I'm not in a position to call you out. Because I'm not out there, But at some point, you got to look at what you're doing.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
You see what I'm saying?
No doubt. You ain't lying. You're not lying. You are not lying.
I mean,
take pride in your work and take pride in what you're doing.
Say it again, Hawk.
And you got to take pride in who you are. Like, look, man, like at some point, like, and I know I hate being the when I was playing guy, right? I hate that. But when I was playing, dude, at some point, I'm like, dude, I'm going to bust a mother sucker in the face. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm not just going to roll over and get beat. I'm going to get a flag or something. Like, something got to go. But you can't just allow the losses to continue to mount. Nobody does anything. We're not going to take it. And like you're saying, Deuce, the standard, if the standard is the standard, why is it changing? And so that part has to be done. And, man, they got to find a way to do it. And, Deuce, I don't have the answers because me and you are not lined up. We don't have a jersey. So there's nothing I can do or say that's going to change or motivate inside that locker room. It's got to be those guys inside of it that determine that, hey, we are not going to take this anymore. Somebody's got to stand up and go out there and make that play.
Yeah, and so for us, you know, it makes me mad when I see it, and then it makes me mad when I read it, you know, just because you get people that are yapping, and they really don't have a clue. But everybody's got a right to say and print and do what they choose, but at least know what you're talking about. And half the time, that's not the case.
No, a lot of people just want to be first. Sorry, go ahead, Deuce.
No, but my problem is, if you're getting the opportunity to play that game, and you know, if you're getting the opportunity to play that game, what you put on film speaks for itself.
Yes, it does.
And I don't have a question for you, so I mean, I'm really mad now.
No, I can tell. So, look, everything you're saying
I'd rather
is
him
real,
take it out on you than me, so let's just keep this going.
So it's fine. No, I get it, man. And the thing is, it's so frustrating when you – especially when, like, this defense has potential to be better. And I'm not – potential is the worst word or compliment in sports because that means you ain't did it, all right? And their opinion of you is higher than wherever it is right now where you're standing. And so that matters. But, you know, to see the tackling where it was versus Tampa Bay when all of a sudden they made their plays and their runs last week, that was terrible. And all of a sudden you see a team like Denver stroll in here, and Denver hasn't been an offensive juggernaut. They haven't done a lot of great things this year. And all of a sudden you allow them to get on a roll at your home field. Like, those things matter. The Dome was ready to rock last night. The players didn't show up. And so when that's starting to happen, that is disappointing. And like Deuce said, somebody has to step up and say, this ain't it. We got to get it going. And so, and it's easy to sit up here and point fingers at the coach and point fingers at this and that. That's easy to do in the newspapers. But inside that locker room, the players got to stand up and make plays because it ain't all on coaching. It's not, you know. And I hope, and I know D.A., and I know Mickey, I know everybody over in that building, just like Deuce does, just like everybody else does. The best thing about New Orleans and the Saints organization, that it is a family-run organization. Like, everybody knows everybody in that community, and everybody roots for everybody over there. And so when they lose, it hurts us all. And when they win, we all celebrate together. And right now, we want to celebrate together way more than we want to talk about this continued losing, and it's bringing down everybody else around. And we're tired of it. And as a fan, you should be mad. You should be ticked off. And the players need to step up and respond the proper way.
Yeah, and Hop, this is really, you know, we know it's a result-driven business. You've lost five.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's lost upon anybody. I think they understand and realize, you know, when you've looked at home games, you've had too many other fans at the Dome. I cannot fault a fan for selling tickets. I cannot fault, because if the product that you're supposedly cheering for isn't exciting, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. But at the same time, it's my job as a player to go out and perform. And you're just not getting it consistently.
No, you're not getting it at all consistently. Look, you know, last week they were down 24-0. Then they come and score 27 straight. So I'm like, oh, man, they can do it. Then they go off and let them score another, what was that, end up with 50 or so. Yeah, 27.
Whatever that math is. Yeah. 27.
Yeah, right. That math, whatever that math is. I'm sorry I went to Alabama, guys. Deuce is he right there with me because he went to Ole Miss. So I know they ain't learned. They ain't counting either. So only thing they count is checks, baby. Checks, baby. Anyways, but that whole deal. And so you see these flashes in this team, and it's like, why can't we get this all the time? Why can't we be mentally tough enough to say, hey, like, we're going to not do the mental errors. We're actually going to tackle. We're going to try and get guys down. And like Deuce and I have said already, nobody cares that the injuries happen. Injuries are part of the game. And if you think anybody feels bad for you for having an injury, you're lying to yourself. And so what are you going to do about it? And it's really just supposed to be next man up, or that it's an opportunity for another person. It'd be interesting to see if they continue to roll out Spencer Rattler as well, or do they give Heiner a chance? Because right now this team's desperate. And this is no knock on Spencer Rattler as much as it's just like, dude, the dude's a rookie, and Heiner may give you a spark. Because you just need anything at this point. Nothing's really truly working. They'll come off a short little bye week, and you know, the mini bye, because it's a Thursday night game. And so you try and get your mind back. And, dude, they just need to go win a game. Just go win a game and then see where we're at.
So let me ask a quick question. Because I got a couple of callers that are asking this. I mean, I'm going to ask this in a way that I hope is appropriate. This is all about Dennis Allen. And, you know, you either like Dennis Allen or you don't. There ain't nobody in the middle. It's kind of like Derek Carr. And so
that's true.
And so it's kind of hypothetical right now. And I believe, like you do, that this is in the locker room. And, you know, coaches, it's all part of this team. But things do not get turned around. And so my question isn't, should they fire? Will they fire? Forget about that. What are the signs that of any team when they've started to quit on their coach? And I'm not saying that has happened here or will happen here, but just what do you see when you feel like a team has quit on their coach?
I feel like you have no. It feels like you have no connection to the team. But the thing that's really hard, though, is like players should still play hard. Like, that's the thing that Deuce is talking about. Like, players, dude, everybody's watching. Everything you do is on tape. That's part of your resume that goes on, and everybody else watches it, too. And so when you don't play hard, or you don't play to a certain standard, like, that's out there. And right now, I don't know if they're not playing hard for Dennis or – I just don't know how much they're playing for each other, which is scarier. And so that's the thing that you got to get. If I'm DA, I'm like, bro, remove me out of this. Like, what are we doing for each other? Like, how do we get to where we're playing for each other and doing it the way we were? Not only that, but how can we have fun again? Because this first 2 weeks looked like they were having fun. And it don't look like they're having fun right now. So when we celebrate, let's celebrate. When we do this, let's do this. And just, like, those are the things about it that I always look for. But as far as, like, losing a team, it's usually, like, penalties, dumb mistakes, you know, all these other little things. And right now, you know, after about the second quarter, man, I just started drinking, and I don't really remember anything really about the second half. So,
well, you did not. Like, you didn't miss anything.
Harp, yeah, thank you. I didn't think I did.
Harp, I got one. I got my last question for you, Harp. So here's a potential situation, as me and you both know, particularly for myself. If you are continuing down the road that you are now, and there is change, what happens to 70% of your players?
Oh, they all gone. They got to go bring in their own people and their own players and this, that, and that. Everybody's gone. Like, that's the thing about it, man. It is a performance-based business.
And so, everybody's gone. Before you even say it, I don't think enough guys understand that. So you can say I'm mad at the coach or I don't like the coach, but you do realize if he's not here, there's a high percentage you won't be either.
I think it's higher than 70, Deuce.
I tried to be nice.
It's like 80, 85.
I tried to be nice.
Yeah, dude, I think it's 80, 85% gone. Gone. Finito. I mean, I saw it just in a year and a half. from when Greg Williams left and we went to Spags to Ryan, Rob Ryan. It's like 85% done in like a year and a half, 2 years. Done, gone. Like, that's what happens. And so when it's a performance-based business. And yes, they're not performing at the same level, but like you're saying, Deuce, and you should keep on talking about it, Deuce, on this radio, is like, dude, this is – I mean, we can be mad at any coach, but I ain't seen a coach take a snap yet. And I ain't seen a great coach without great players or players stepping up and making plays. This is a player-driven league, period. We all know it. And so the players are who I'm looking at like, bro, come on, guys. Come on. Like, this is who we're looking at and saying, you guys have got to step it up and go out there and win a game, not only for yourselves but for the city, for your coach. Like, who are we fighting for? And, like, that's the question that you should ask all of them, Deuce, is who are they fighting for? Well, what are they doing it for?
I tell you one thing. I would still be in the situation and say, hey, look, I like getting paid. And right now, I got a pretty good situation, so I'm gonna do what I need to do to make sure that I'm still getting paid, not only for this year, but for next year too.
It's crazy how much people do not think about those things. They think like, oh man, you know, I just get another situation. I'm like, bro, they ain't giving out these jobs to everybody. I'm sorry, they just not giving them out like that. So, and you know how it is. It's even harder when you go to another team. When maybe they don't even value the same as the one that you're with. And so that matters too. So they're going to give that playing time and those reps to somebody else that they may want already in that spot. People don't understand, man. It's a blessing and a curse. And when you're outside of it, we totally remember how much of a blessing it was. And you don't appreciate as much when you're in it. That's just life.
Well, let me say this. You two understand it. You two feel this exact same way because you both talked about it in the exact same way, Deuce before you. Texas, Georgia, man. This is what it's all about, right? SEC weekend, Texas, Georgia. Huh? That's got to be awesome.
Oh, man, it's going to be awesome. This is the one game that everybody circled at the beginning of the year as soon as it came out. And Texas has been that team. But Texas is nervously optimistic because University of Texas always dropped a game somewhere in the season when they're not supposed to. Lucky it's a 12-team playoffs. I don't know if this is the Georgia team to do it, but Georgia has always beaten everybody not named Alabama. So we're used to that point, too. So something's got to break here. I'm interested in watching, can Georgia's defensive secondary keep up with the speed of Texas guys on the outside, and can Mike Bobo call the game correctly for Georgia to get them on a hot start to actually play fast early and be able to finish for four quarters? Because this is a place Georgia's never in, which is the underdog. So Kirby gets to play the reverse rat poison and all that other stuff that Nick Saban used to do. And it's an unfamiliar place, but it's a place that you love to be. Everybody loves playing the underdog card. It's teams that aren't even the underdog. I'm like, man, we're not respected. I'm like, dude, you're number one overall in the country. What are you talking about? Oh, they don't respect us. I'm like, dude, everybody wants to be underdog. Because that's the easy angle at it. But this is a game that you're not going to have to get Georgia fired up for. They're going to show up. And Georgia has DNA, championship DNA, that you can't put on paper, that you can't put on sports betting, that is not going to go into what the plus and minus is of this game. But they have the ability to rise at any level and go get it. And they've shown that at times this year. They just haven't played complete games. They got to get that squared away. And Texas, man, has been on fire. They've been really, really good, and they're a lot better defensively than what people give them credit for because they always want to talk about the offense and Sarkisian. But defensively, they're really fast and athletic. They got some really good guys. They got some pros on three different levels, and it's going to be a barn burner. I'm really excited.
Well, I'm done, my friend Deuce.
Harp, go join. Go enjoy the family, man.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it, man. And Deuce, man, hey. I had Ole Miss getting in the playoffs, dog.
Did I bring that up? I didn't say anything about Alabama. I didn't say anything about Ole Miss. I was trying to let you. I was trying to be nice. I was trying to, you know, not be mad and angry. But I'm mad and angry now. Go do something with the family.
Hey, my guy, I love y'all, man.
Thanks.
Be good.
Appreciate it, Roman. Man, I love – it's just a blast to have Roman on and talking SEC and talking Saints. And he was there last night. Take a break. About 20 minutes left in tonight's show, and then it'll be the Brian Kelly Show to get you ready for LSU and Arkansas, then the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup. We're back after this on Fans in the Pro. Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister, WWLAMFM.com, always free on the Odyssey app. Welcome back, fans in the pro. My host, Deuce McAllister. Want to get to a phone call, then we're going to take a break as we work our way towards 6 o'clock in the Brian Kelly Show. Big John, welcome to the show. I know you want to talk about Sean Payton. I saw Sean last night on his way out. I was actually downstairs. I wanted to try to say hello to Zach, but Zach had already left, but I did get a chance to say hello to Coach Payton. So what's your question there, Big John? You're on with Deuce and Hoss.
All right, Mike. Deuce, this is a question for y'all. And I have completely lost all confidence in the Saints organization, and I'll tell you why. Sean Payton takes every guy that we've managed to cut on this football team or put on practice squad. He's got 11 or 15 of our players over there. He takes our coaches. He goes into the Superdome, beats us by 30 points with a bunch of backups that are on his squad. That's it. B, we got Dennis Allen calling timeouts with 11 seconds left and a half to take a knee. I mean, this guy is so lost. And this organization is so pathetic. It's time to get whatever draft picks we can, cut Dennis Allen, get rid of these high-priced older people that can't play anymore, and move on. I mean, it's just time. And I wonder what you and Deuce think.
Well, I'll let Deuce answer mostly, but I will say Clint Kubiak, I think, called the timeout before half. So that wasn't Dennis. And I will say that of all, there were a ton of Saints players out there last night, but I don't know that Malcolm Roach and Jordan Jackson and Adam Trautman and any of those guys beat the Saints. Saints beat the Saints.
Deuce, so my question is for Deuce. I want to know what Deuce thinks about Dennis Allen and this organization.
Which part, as far as the organization or Dennis Allen as far as the coach? Which part? I mean, I
overall, Deuce. Overall, I know you're down there. I personally think that the whole team doesn't want to play for him. On defense, these guys aren't even trying to tackle anymore. I mean, these guys are in the second level with the holes that are 5 yards wide open going through the middle of the field on this defense that's supposed to be so great. We've given up a last-minute field goal to Atlanta to come down the field. We've given up a touchdown to Philadelphia to get beat. And then we've gotten blown out in the last two. I mean, it's disgusting what's going on in New Orleans right now.
No, I agree with you when you talk about you have every right to be disgusted because you've given up 500 yards of rushing, basically, or at least I think total yards, whatever the number is. It hadn't been pretty. For me, from a defensive standpoint, you should be playing elite. And right now you're playing probably below average. It's not totally bad because you're still holding teams to field goals, but you're having too many mistakes at critical points of games, particularly the Atlanta game, particularly the Philadelphia game. Those were critical mistakes that ended up costing you. The last two games, you have been poor in different areas. And so from a tackling standpoint, a little better last night, but probably could still be better. You've got guys in position, but they aren't making a play. So I can't say that you quit on a coach. Now, you can question D.A. as far as, he shouldn't have called timeout or he should have went for it. But I think he's putting guys in place to be able to make a play. But at some point, the player has to make a play. At some point, the player has to go out there and say, this is my play to make, and I've got to make it. I can't expect the coach to go up there and, okay, here you go, you can make the tackle now. That's not his job. His job is to allow you to go out there and play fast and make a play. That's no different than offensively as well.
Got to take a break. Thanks for the question there, Big John. We're back after this on Fans of the Pro. My host, Deuce McAllister, WWLAMFM.com, and always live and free on the Odyssey app. Welcome back. Thanks to everybody, and thanks to the good folks at Magazine Pizza for feeding our sports talk team on game day. Magazine Pizza, 1068 Magazine, dine-in or delivery, the best gourmet pizza selection in town. Magazine Pizza also has pastas, sandwiches, wings, and salads. MagazinePizza.com. Weekend, I can't say with no football because you probably got football.
I do, and not as much football.
Right. Tonight or no tonight?
Tonight. Yeah, tonight. So I will be at a football field in a few hours. was watching, and I was glancing there right at the end. My son, they were playing the number 6 team.
Holmes and ICC, and so they end up losing on the long field goal. I got to see probably the last 2 minutes or so of that game, and they ended up losing, I think it was 20, maybe 30 to 27 or 24, 27, whatever it was.
So you're saying the 33-3 game that we were doing didn't quite have it for you?
No, it always has it for you, but I mean, I forgot that. I was like, oh man, let me see what the score is, and you caught the last 2 minutes or so of that game. And for the Saints team, take a little time. Love on your loved ones. Refresh. Try to win a game.
Look in the mirror.
Definitely look in the mirror. But you got to go try to figure out a way to win a game. You definitely, it's self-evaluation, and you know, you'll find out over the next 10, 11 weeks how much you want it.
They got some time off before the L.A. Chargers in Los Angeles. Back to SoFi. Thanks to Charlie Long in the booth. As always, Deuce McAllister, Roman Harper for joining the show. The Brian Kelly Show is next. Thanks for listening, everyone. WLAMFM.com, always free in the Odyssey app.